You're listening to The Takeout.
That's right. You're listening to the Tuesday Takeout Outtake Especial. And I'm equipped, as you can see, with a takeout sticker. How are you digging that? Political director of CBS News, Steve Chigueras, the world's greatest podcast sidekick.
Aww.
This is the world's greatest podcast anchor.
Yes, because he will put literally anything on his forehead.
If you're watching CBSN, I will describe for our listeners, but yes. Major has a signed takeout podcast sticker
signed
on
by
his
me.
Forehead, yes. Ladies and gentlemen.
My forehead. That's why CBSN is really as important a place to take in this podcast as Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, and don't you forget, Spotify.
So we have people who write in, ask
yes,
for these
do.
Stickers.
Talk to our people about these people.
I'll give you a little sample of our CBS
sample. Mailbag.
The takeout mailbag. Pete Faust, Post Falls, Idaho. Thank you so much for writing.
Idaho. We love you, Idaho.
He finds it incredible that Major has not been promoted to colonel yet.
I've never heard that joke before, I swear to God. First time I've heard a joke, Peter.
His journalistic heroism warrants at least that. Thank you.
I dig that.
All right, Daryl Fry, St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis. I'm a graduate of the University of Missouri. Spent a lot of quality hours in St. Louis.
Lovely this time of year. He will probably proudly display his sticker on his bathroom mirror.
Excellent. What a beautiful place.
But the P.S. Major. I note that your menu choices are rather unhealthy. Biscuits.
Very unhealthy.
Egg and lots of gravy. You are my kind of guy. You and Daryl Fry, ladies
yes,
and gentlemen.
Yes, exactly. As I said in episode 20, lard and gin. Those are my two prime food categories.
Steve, you seem to do a little better, but I can tell from the hesitancy in your voice.
You don't really mean it.
You would really like to join Major and me on unhealthy lifestyles. Don't worry about what people think. Enjoy. I literally just had an entire pizza. Daryl Fry, St.
Louis.
Finally, letter number three.
Here we go.
Todd Norman, Colorado Springs, Colorado. First, I kindly...
A fantastic place, by the way.
Kindly
two of my best friends in the world live in
Colorado Springs, Colorado. First, I kindly request a takeout podcast sticker. It will be framed, not on the bathroom mirror for old Todd Norman. Secondly, I am sure there's a lot of time
involved. Make sure there's proper lighting.
A lot of time involved in covering the news in Washington. Additionally, doing a weekly podcast also has to take more time to write and produce. It doesn't seem like you would have much free time. So, and I'm going to throw this question out to all of us. Let's get everybody involved. How do you unwind?
How do I unwind? I unwind by sleeping. Yeah, that's it. That's my principal method of unwinding.
Paula, how do you unwind?
Paula Reed, justice reporter for CBS News.
I try
to be
go
followed
to the gym.
By White House correspondent for CBS Radio News, Stephen Portnoy. Paula.
I try to go to the gym, or my fiance and I, we go for walks around Washington to seek out unhealthy food.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Go to Roosevelt Island if you haven't been there
that.
Yet. If you haven't been to Roosevelt Island, go there. It's a beautiful place to take a long walk.
Mr.
Yes.
Portnoy.
Having no free time, I spend probably about 90 minutes in the car each day going back and forth home to the suburbs. Maryland, actually.
Germantown? What?
We just got our first letter from Maryland last week. Upper Montgomery
County.
No,
unincorporated Montgomery County, but not upper. Mid-county.
Unincorporated.
Enough
of that.
All right.
Oh,
but
God,
you know what I do? So you know what I do? I listen to podcasts.
Oh, that's
yes.
Nice.
Like,
you know what I do?
What's that?
I do podcasts.
Yeah.
That's all I want. Wine.
And so do I. And I've got the sticker to prove it. Okay, right? You got that? You got that, people? Right here. So we've got some interesting sound bites. Get closer, bro. Come on. Get
Sorry.
Closer, Port. Come on. Get closer, Chigueras. Katiana, would you please... From the memory bank and the family memory bank of Stephen Portnoy, play for us clip number 11.
How about if we do the news?
Okay, let's do the news.
The ABC News, the ABC News, ABC News, the ABC News, the ABC News. What?
So can I explain this?
Well, first, can
yeah,
I just
what?
Say,
that's my question. What? What
that's
is
a
that?
Pretty good radio voice.
It's incontrovertible proof. So this was recorded in August of 1985.
Whoa.
I was 4.5 years old.
Wow.
Just for the record, ladies and gentlemen, in August of 1985, I had just turned 21.
Well, this was more than 30 years ago. Right. I was...
Yes, that's my point.
Right?
It is
incontrovertible proof that I always knew what I wanted to do when I grew up.
Clearly. And you worked at ABC News for a while.
And you did.
For a dozen years.
You won some significant badass awards at ABC. Edward R. Murrow Awards, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh.
Serious. The guy was remarkable at ABC News. And we are so... This is no joke. We are seriously delighted to have Stephen Portnoy with us at CBS News.
Deeply humbled. You know, Major and I first met when I was a baby broadcaster.
Aww.
When I was working for an ABC...
I changed his diapers.
An AB, not quite that young, as we just heard. But I was a local newscaster at WMAL Radio here in Washington. And
yes.
Major, who was then working for another network... would come in
the
morning.
Shall not be named.
Right? Would come in the morning, and we would get up at like 3 a.m. every day and truck up to the radio station, and we would have a ball. We'd talk about the Padres.
Yep.
And it was good fun.
It was good fun. Paula Reed is also with us, justice reporter for CBS News, and I want to tell you a couple of things about Paula Reed. Paula Reed has passed the bar exam in New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
Wow.
She was
Jersey's
at CBS
hard,
News
by the way.
As an intern in the investigative unit. She's also regarded within the CBS world as the hardest working intern ever because she took something called a Bolt bus every day back and forth from Philadelphia to New York while getting her master's degree. Her master's degree, pay attention to this, in bioethics at the University of Pennsylvania. Now, UPenn is no small dopey little university. It is like elite. Ivy League. Wow. So we're just going to like bask in the glory of Paula Reed for like 15 microseconds, if you allow us.
It's a long bus ride between Philly and New York, let me tell you.
Yes.
But I only had a couple $1,000 saved up, and I had to make it last. I said, all right, when I blow through the $6,000, then I got to get a real job. But thankfully, CBS hired me as a production secretary after
that.
Not
only did CBS hire you, you talked to the country through CBS News about James Comey. Katiana, that is clip number 12. Please let our audience listen to that.
Comey has collected battle scars from both sides of the aisle. He clashed with the Obama administration on police use of force.
Remember that our political leadership has no tolerance for any of you being involved in the next viral video.
And as Deputy Attorney General under Bush, Comey took on the Republican White House in a 2004 showdown over a package of top-secret warrantless surveillance targeting foreign terrorists.
Paula, let's ask a question. We cherish in our country the idea that justice and politics are completely separate from one another.
Mm-hmm.
You cover the Justice Department. Is that true?
No, it's just not. I mean, it bleeds into the Justice Department, the work that they do, particularly these political investigations, and they have procedures, they have protocol, but that doesn't really, you know, that doesn't really satisfy a lot of people in middle America. I think a lot of people believe that it is a political institution, and from what I have seen, yes, intelligent minds can disagree on how to handle a situation, but it tends to skew to one political side.
And it seems to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, please correct me emphatically if I'm wrong, the arc of James Comey's professional and non-professional life, meaning since he was fired over the last 12 months, has perhaps elevated this question of the politics of justice more than ever?
Sure, yeah, and I think his intent when it came out on the Clinton email matter was quite the opposite. You know, he wanted to protect the FBI, but in doing so, he really caused more problems, even got himself fired. Perhaps, with the benefit of hindsight, he would have been better to follow the FBI protocol and say nothing about an investigation that brought no charges.
Paula Reed, justice reporter for CBS News. Stephen Portnoy, White House correspondent, CBS Radio News, political director of CBS. Steve Shigaris, the world's greatest podcast sidekick. I was wearing the Takeout podcast sticker. It is now being lovingly applied to the microphone. CBSN audience, you got it. Oh, and the pizza from Pizza Paradiso. I think it's something approximating paradise. Would you not all agree? Just
paradiso.
Say yes.
Very
all
good.
Say yes.
Very good.
In unison. All right. That's the Takeout Outtake Especial. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Come and cofefe.
The Takeout is produced by Arden Farhi, Nick Feynman, Katiana Krachenko, and CBS Radio News. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter and visit takeoutpodcast.com for more information.
Last second, boom. That's pretty good, Coach. Good job, Coach.